Adventist World Radio. From broadcast to baptism. Powered by SID Media.
Beautiful stuff indeed. Pastor Mongwe, good afternoon to you, sir.
Good afternoon to you and your listeners, sir.
Yes, how are you doing?
Doing quite well, thanks. How about yourselves?
Well, fantastic. We're doing well, Mfundisi. And we do know that most of those who are listening from South Africa are preparing for a long weekend. And so we see the excitement all over the show. I do hope that people are listening from a relaxed mode, not worried about work tomorrow. Eh?
Great stuff. Now, I need to make a confession to you, and it has something to do with time.
All right. Yes, please go ahead. Go ahead.
The wise man Solomon says, remember the Lord during the days of your youth, before the evil days come upon you, when you shall say, I have no pleasure in them.
Yeah.
And your knees shall fail you. I am at that stage in my life or in my time. I've reached that time.
Yeah, yeah.
So as we speak right now,
mm-hmm.
I'm going through treatment. I'm in a therapy room.
Oh, okay. All right. All right.
So I'll attempt to proceed with you. And this is, an object lesson.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
To your younger listeners, I need to tell them, Leminyeza nakuwe.
Leminyeza nakuwe. Now, you know, on that very same spirit, Funisi, you know, the Bible says to us, number our days. And I think it's also, linked to what you're saying. In Psalms 19:12, it says, number your days. What does it mean when it says this?
And after sharing this, what Solomon says, I wanted to share that which he said. Shared by Saul, by his father,
by David,
his dad David. What it means to me is that make quality of life out of time. Make sure you make life and living for each moment that you have. The 10 minutes that I have, or the hour that I have in the therapy room where I am, when this time passes,
Even
if I were to get another hour,
mm-hmm.
it will not be the same hour.
I see.
So I need to make sure each time of my life I get quality out of it, and I need to appreciate the fact that how I use this time now.
Mm-hmm.
will affect the quality of time that I have after this. If I have not used the time before the other portion of time well, I'm already creating a negative cascading effect into my future. Time, like water in a river, passes but once. Even if you have more of it, you are not having more of the same time. So we got to number our days. In other words, be mindful of each day that we have and live and do living the best way we can so that we do not have regrets. Later. So back to the story of time. The sense that I'm getting is that God has given us a chance to break down the continuum, if you please, of our life space.
Mm-hmm.
He has broken it into small chunks so that we can number or measure the time gained and the time lost. And knowing that there will come a time where, as individuals, we will not have time anymore, either because we have come to the end of our journey or because we have shifted into another space of time where certain things cannot be done in that space of time. And even before I pass this thought, I do want to mention, you and I would know how, as we mentioned in our earlier conversations, that we have time divided into small chunks, like days, and we are given a 7-week cycle. In that 7-week cycle, God also tells us how to use that time.
Okay.
He says we must use the 7 days to do all that we as individuals have to do to live a productive and qualitative life. But he also tells us how to use the time, the 24 hours that are part of the weekly cycle. And he says we must use that moment to rest from our labors, but also to be on a worshipful mode. During that worshipful mode, rest and worship, we are renewing ourselves. We are rebooting ourselves. We are recharging ourselves so that we are more ready to do the next 6 by 24 hours, again, in a productive way, not productive in material things also, but for our souls and for our spirits. And that will deal with things like mental health, in my view. When we live that kind of a balanced life of productive work, but at the same time, resting both our body and soul, we will have quality life during the course of our lifetime.
Now, thank you. Thank you so much for that, Pastor. Now, you know, in terms of time management, because we're talking about, you know, the value of time, how can we then balance, you know, the responsibilities of career, work, family, friends, church, personal, and basically things that we gotta do? Is there a hierarchy that we need to do in terms of managing our time? Looking at the fact that you have suggested that, well, we've got to make sure that we number the days and be effective with that. So how do we then manage this time?
The wisdom of planning ahead. Planning ahead of how we want to use our time in a productive way. Here is what that will do. When we plan ahead, when we schedule things, it assists us to do things systematically, and knowing when to start doing what and to end doing what. And we now know already that we are expected to finish what we start. And when we are able to do that, we'll be working in the pattern of God himself, who, when he talks about his labors during creation of our planet and ourselves, he, when he came to the end of the sixth day, record says, and he had finished all that he had planned to accomplish, and he was satisfied, and he then could take his break. And I think if we plan both our labors and the breaks that are necessary, we shall have used our time wisely. I would like for us to think for a moment why we need to avoid doing things in a rush.
Yeah.
Not only is it a sign that we are not good at planning time and the use thereof, but it shows how we often cause ourselves to run out of time. Has it ever crossed your mind, I wonder, sir, that the only reason that we rush on earth, we rush doing certain things and we work under pressure, is because deep down in our minds we know that time is not limitless.
Yes.
It does come to an end.
Yes, actually.
If we had eternity to live without the interruption of death and the inabilities that goes with old age, we would never have to rush. And to avoid a rushed life, we need to plan how we manage our time and how we maximize productivity as we manage our time, so that we move away all the stresses. And that way, we need to live according to God's plan, where even rest must be planned ahead of time. For those of us who embrace that theology, we know even on by Tuesday that we are preparing that by the end of Friday, we will be restful and be recharging. So it gets scheduled that way, that we plan even our rest. Perhaps at a non-religious level, we might want to plan our holidays and so on. Time to recreate, to replenish, to refill, and to recharge, as it were. And we can't do that without wise time management.
Beautiful, very important. Now, you know, last week we were talking about, you know, finding one's purpose. And, you know, we literally went to town with our other guest talking about that and the importance of understanding one's calling and fulfilling, etc. You know, fulfilling one's purpose, etc. Now, in terms of that, and looking at the fact that our time is not limitless, as you suggest, and therefore there should be time management, what's your perspective on the importance of understanding, therefore, one's purpose and fulfilling that purpose within this very limited time?
Limited resource called time.
Yes.
I think the way that assists us, we eliminate the non-essentials.
Right.
We prioritize the essentials that are in harmony with our understanding of our individual purpose in life. Then we spend more time focusing on things that help us fulfill our purpose. That time we will not be wasteful spending time where it is not that, on items of life that are not that significant and that are not helping us meet our purpose.
Very, very important. Now, before I let you go, Pastor, you know, there's so many things that we've got to do, people in their careers, or people want to achieve this and that and the other, people want to actually fulfill, you know, their purpose, etc. And you did mention something in passing earlier. You're saying that the very fact that we are in a rush and we're in a hurry and we want to do this and this and that is because at the back of our mind we do understand that time is limited. We don't have all the time, and so we rush, etc., etc. Now, and you're then suggesting that you know, planning should be in place, etc., etc. But it does seem that even with that planning, we want to get things done. We want to finish with them because there is just so many things to do. Are you then suggesting that perhaps one of the things we need to do is to scale down?
Very important. Put differently, I'll share what was brought to me a bit harshly, which is that I can never finish my work on earth, but my work on earth can finish me.
Wow. Wow.
Prematurely.
Mm.
So I need to find a way of finding balance.
Mm.
Yes, and that way reduce rushed life. Whilst I am exerting myself sufficiently to be productive. The beauty about being productive and purposeful is that as we reach our goals, as we meet our purpose, it brings a sense of contentment, which is very good, a good antidote for depression, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
When we are content with what we are and what we do, and we reach our goals without ever exerting ourselves.
Beautiful. Well, Pastor, I must let you go, and thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. Very important subject in my view, and I think that those who are listening have gained as much as I have gained. I think the last one, I think you say you received it harshly, and I also, it just, you know, hit that point that I can never finish my work here on earth, but instead my work can actually finish me. And I think those words, Mfundis, we have heard indeed. I must say that you must enjoy your therapy and enjoy what's left of your time there until we speak again tomorrow.
Thank you so much. I will.
Thank
you. Have a good time ahead of you.
Sure. Thank you, Pastor.
Okay, good. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.